Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether subtle or substantial, the ninth generation of consoles has made great leaps forward when it comes to graphics, narratives, gameplay, and virtually every other aspect of what our favourite hobby is. In particular, 2022 produced some truly advanced experiences. From the open-world breadth of Elden Ring to the cumulative evolutions of God of War Ragnarok, last year repeatedly demonstrated just how far modern gaming has come. That said, though, there have been dozens of other titles that have, unfortunately, rather regressed the medium. Perhaps the graphics were uninspired, the environments too barren, the gameplay too repetitious, the characters too one-note, or the storyline too cliched. Or maybe the whole thing just seems like it arrived a few years too late. Whatever the reason, they arrived on this list. And what is that list? Well, let me tell you, my friend. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that are painfully behind the times. Number 10, Halo Infinite. Now, 343 Industries' choice to delay Halo Infinite a staggering 13 months from November 2020 to December 2021 was definitely wise, if a little contentious. Even with the final product at least looking a lot better than it did a year prior, it's still disappointingly antiquated. Namely, its live service updates have been utterly sparse, underwhelming, and at times frustratingly greedy and vague. That includes prolonged seasons, lackluster playlists, inadequate multiplayer modes, expensive and dull cosmetics, and minor tweaks to gameplay and aesthetics. True, things have gotten a lot better in recent months, but it's arguably too little too late. Actually, it took until the November 2022 winter update for the online campaign co-op, mission replay, and the Forge beta to be implemented. Thus, it looks as though the game won't reach its full planned potential until 2023. Worst of all, split-screen multiplayer is on indefinite hold. Sure, the industry has been moving away from that for years, and Halo 5 Guardians didn't include it either, but that doesn't mean that it's not an indisputable component of the Halo series overall. Plus, titles like It Takes Two and Tiny Tina's Wonderland showcases how much this feature can endure. Try as it might, Halo Infinite remains considerably outmoded. Number 9, Gotham Knights. Whether justified or not, the initial trailers for Gotham Knights led many players to anticipate it as the next proper entry into the Arkham series. Although there are some aspects deserving of that lineage – real-time crimes, tangible changes to the world, solid co-op fun, and engaging lead characters – Gotham Knights' numerous regressions meant that it's far from the ideal spiritual successor. Specifically, its emphasis on loot boxes and grinding to level up gets incredibly tedious incredibly quickly. Especially since each of the four main protagonists need their abilities unlocked separately. Obviously, the messiness of the UI doesn't help either. Likewise, both puzzles and combat are a step back from the Arkham series, with the former being too scarce and the latter being too focused on offensive meter building and button mashing. Yes, it feels and looks great for a while, even if the frame rate is locked at 30 frames per second, but it soon becomes lifeless. Those problems also bleed into the unsatisfying boss encounters, which are comparatively infrequent, banal, and irritating. In particular, the much-hyped Mr. Freeze battles get unfairly difficult, and there's a certain sub-boss that needs to be conquered multiple times, and gets boring the more you repeat it. Now, Gotham Knights isn't awful, but it's just not very advanced. Number 8, Saints Row 2022. Volition's Saints Row franchise began as a decent GTA clone, yet by the time of Saints Row 4 and Saints Row Gat Out of Hell, it became a monstrously absurdist experience. But the problem was is that the games had backed themselves into a corner. They were known for being outlandish and over the top, and so there was nowhere else for the series to go. So it was actually kind of sensible to try and reboot the franchise. But predictably, 2022 Saints Row just isn't it. Upon launch, its myriad glitches and bugs made it virtually unplayable, with everything from unresponsive button prompts and irregular frame rates to floating players and brain-dead enemies feeling inexcusably archaic. Admittedly, the brazen, controversial humor and characters of prior games probably wouldn't sit well with contemporary audiences. However, the bland boomer humor and charmless new heroes aren't exactly what fans were clamoring for. Even when it works, Saints Row is substantially empty. Why is this? Well, because its shooting and combat is shallow, its missions are trite, and its narrative is ineffective. As a result, it's an average at best entry that fails to match both its superlative predecessors and the majority of its stylistic competition. Number 7, Babylon's Fall. Like Bethesda, Japanese developer Platinum Games has had some huge wins and some major losses. For every Bayonetta 2, Nier Automata, potato patata, I knew I'd get to say that again in 2023, and Astral Chain, there's been a Legend of Korra, Star Fox Zero, and of course, Babylon's Fall. Released mostly to negative reviews back last March, Babylon's Fall encapsulates nearly everything wrong with always online live service gaming in 2022. For instance, its capricious loot systems, microtransactions, and the like typify the egregious money-hungry business practices that have long plagued this industry. It's also insultingly vapid in several respects: single-player mechanics, graphics, menus, upgrades, co-op, etc., in ways that evoke the seventh generation of consoles' oversaturation of action RPGs. Of course, monotonous gameplay can still be quite fun if the characters, environments, and/or the storyline are idiosyncratic and appealing. Once again, though, Babylon's Fall can't help but upset with its bland and repetitious enemies and locales. Even the purposes of its myriad collectibles, equipment, and other bonuses are often obscured, killing any incentive the player might have to earn rewards or modify their arsenal. In the end, then, Babylon's Fall is nothing more than a transparently half-hearted cash grab, closing down for good in February 2023. Number 6, Starfield. For as great as they are, Bethesda have a history of over-promising and under-delivering, especially in recent years. Modern examples of this include Fallout 76, Rage 2, and Wolfenstein Youngblood. Unfortunately, it looks like 2023 Starfield, which was first initially announced in 2018, might actually be added to this list. Among its largest primitive problems is the fact that the first-person dialogue scenes won't have a voiced protagonist. Now, I know that 2015's Fallout 4 had voiced protagonists and characters, and actually didn't go down all that well, but when you look at the likes of Cyberpunk 2077 and Dying Light 2, having voiced protagonists can be done well and become an essential part of the gameplay. So where the hell are they here? Unlike 2016's No Man's Sky, to which Starfield is often compared, Starfield won't allow players to seamlessly move between space travel and planetary exploration. Instead, players will see a quick cutscene, or hopefully a brief loading screen, every time they leave or approach a new site. Beyond that, the game's reported 1,000 procedurally generated worlds appears to subscribe to the old-fashioned mindset of quantity over quality. Issues with animation, character design, gunplay, and AI functionality have also reared their ugly heads in preview builds. Starfield may be arriving in 2023, but it already seems stuffed with outdated cargo.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at UH1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Sonic Frontiers. Sonic Frontiers is nothing if not ambitious, as the series' largest leap yet into open-world expansiveness and investigation. In fact, it's garnered comparisons to 2017's The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, and I can't say that with a straight face. But nonetheless, it is definitely outdated, and not Breath of the Wild. Primarily, there are graphical issues galore, not only in terms of some bland, empty and dark environments like forests and deserts, but also in terms of its colossal pop-in problems. Expectedly, the Nintendo Switch version is most plagued by technical issues, and despite a more realistic aesthetic appearing desirable in theory, it is definitely boring in execution. For a franchise and a character based around speed, it's a shame that Sonic tends to lose momentum or shoot off like an unruly bullet whenever he goes around curves. Compounding these issues of poor control and fluidity are awkward camera angles and invisible walls. And then there's the archaic minigames and side quests, such as herding groups of Koko by running around them, one-button fishing, and in one instance, pinball. In the end, Sonic Frontiers is a decent and promising adventure that unfortunately retains the struggles of many 3D installments from the past. Number 4, Pokémon Scarlet and Violet. As with Sonic Frontiers, a lot of fans and critics are forgiving, or at least tolerating, Pokémon Scarlet and Violet's old-fashioned shortcomings due to their prospective fun and freshness. Obviously, that's totally fine, yet it is impossible to pretend that these flaws don't hold the pair back quite a significant bit. Not to sound like a broken record, but once again, it's the visuals and the flow of the experience that are truly horrific here. Simply put, myriad glitches and bugs run the gamut, from being amusing or charming to flat-out game-breaking. Just peruse the internet for a few minutes and you'll read dozens of stories of save files being ruined or exploration and battles slowing down to a crawl. Similarly, ugly textures, basic assets, low resolutions, misshapen NPCs, and terrible draw distances really kill the immersion. There's also abundant cases of objects bleeding into one another or disappearing, so it's often difficult to tell what's solid and what's not. For as joyfully elaborate as they are, Pokémon Scarlet and Violet embody developer Game Freak's infamous history of foregoing quality control in favor of rushing games to market. Number 3, Chocobo GP. It's fair to say that almost nobody was looking forward to this unnecessary sequel to 1999's Chocobo Racing. In fact, when Chocobo GP was first revealed during a late 2021 Nintendo Direct, it elicited tons of confusion and sarcasm from viewers for coming years, if not decades, too late. And indeed, it has. Granted, it's got very colourful presentation, as well as respectable gameplay and a hefty amount of fan service via unlockables, unique racer abilities and the like. So what exactly is the issue? Well, it's the same thing that plagues some of the titles on this list. Voracious microtransactions and a paid season pass, both of which ooze mobile game cheapness. In addition, there are also nearly 24 tracks, but they're based on only a handful of locations, so there's an uneven balance between imaginative and insipid levels. Oh, and although the music epitomizes many series staples, these versions pale in comparison to the originals. Overall, it's just an okay game, yet with competitors such as Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Crash Team Racing, Nitro Fueled, and even Team Sonic Racing offering more robust and modernized capabilities, Chocobo GP has clearly left in the dust. Number 2, Dying Light 2. Dying Light was one of the biggest surprises of 2015, so enthusiastic players were eager to see what Techland would do, evolving their winning formula of open-world parkour exploration and action RPG survival horror zombie mayhem. In a few ways, 2022's Dying Light 2 Stay Human does precisely that, but in others, it's a major step backward. Among its issues are poor voice acting and writing, with character interactions coming across as overtly expositive, awkward, nonsensical, or in the case of protagonist Aiden, just plain dull. Those weaknesses are deepened by a storyline that's amateurishly told and ineffectively resolved. No matter which ending is given, half the time it doesn't even seem like your choices impact the plot in meaningful and innovative ways, with decisions actually based more on which rewards you'll get rather than which faction you'll side with morally. Whereas the original was incredibly tense during nighttime, the sequel is markedly less so because Aiden can become rather powerful pretty bloody quickly. Worst of all, it launched with innumerable bugs. Well, I say that, but we know that there's at least 1,000 of them because that's exactly what the day one patch purportedly fixed. And that severely diminished gamers' preliminary excitement for it. Combined, these downgrades make Dying Light 2 feel rather primitive. And number 1, Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin. Now, Chocobo GP isn't 2022's only perplexingly vintage Final Fantasy trek, as there's also the mundane and comedically cliched Stranger of Paradise Final Fantasy Origins. Ostensibly a prequel to the original Final Fantasy that's set in a variant world, Team Ninja's action-centric RPG has as much in common with the older Ninja Gaiden and Devil May Cry catalogue as it does Square Enix's flagship franchise. And while that's not inherently bad, the end result certainly is, at least in a few respects. For one thing, main man Jack lacks the nuance and emotional backbone of the best Final Fantasy leads, choosing instead to fuse hackneyed action hero machismo with adolescent emo vibes. Likewise, his companions are essentially equally lifeless and generic, and the main villain is named Chaos. Chaos, need we say more? Consequently, Stranger of Paradise tells a disappointingly, if amusingly, trivial and inept tale. It's frequently incoherent and purposeless, relying on cutscenes and found objects to do the heavy lifting, which they don't. Just as the heroes are mystified by their quest, the audience is significantly disinterested in it. Lastly, the graphics and frame rates just are not up to par, so even its superficial campiness is often too rough to enjoy. And there we go, my friends, those were 10 video games that are painfully behind the times. I hope that you enjoyed that, and please let me know what you thought about it down in the comments section below. As always, I've been Jules. You can go follow me over on Instagram, where it's at RetroJ, but the O is a zero. Hope to see you over there, and you can come check out all of my Warhammer miniature painting that I've been doing. But before I go, I just want to say one thing. Hope you're treating yourself well, my friend, with love and respect. Because even though we talk today about games that are behind the times, there is nothing more current than taking care of yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually, because you deserve the bloody best, alright? I want you to go out there and smash your life goals today, because I believe in you, and you need to believe in yourself as well. As always, I've been Jules. You have been awesome. Never forget that, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.